Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquardt. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Winsett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Ruel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vozmak moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Ruel and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vozmak scores. Kaum scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a line drive towards third. Tom catches it and throws to first to double up Pickering. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to home to get Morgan. Vosmick moves to third. Kom moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Rule reaches second base with a double. Sweeney moves to third. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Russell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sweeney scores. Rule moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Winsett takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Winsett moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquard hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Webb moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Winsett strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rule is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marquard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 3 in the game. Marquard hits a line drive towards third. Kham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldman moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rule to Marquard covering second. The throw back to home, and Goldman is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winsett. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Averill scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to third. Kham moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. We'll see more now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Kham moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Porter bunts towards the mound. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Winsett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Rye pinch hits for Muddy Rule. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Winsett moves to second. Two outs. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.